I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to girl, bringing you another edition of Decoding Prospect Speak. You know, prospect speak is that vague stuff that prospects say at the end of a sales call that keeps you in a holding pattern because it's not a no, it's not a yes, it's limbo. So this month, we are translating this foreign language into plain English so that you can liberate yourself from purgatory and get a decision one way or the other about where the relationship is going. One of the things prospects say that leaves salespeople in limbo is, we need some time to think it over. What things do they need to think over? Unless you agreed up front that the decision wouldn't be made until some committee meets or until a date certain, why can't the decision be made today? Heck, even if they originally said that they'd be interviewing other firms, why do they need to stick to that if they've heard everything they needed to hear and you're a good fit? I'll tell you why. In most cases, if the prospect is giving us the runaround, it's our own fault. We didn't set the tone in the beginning. We didn't learn what the decision-making process normally looks like for the prospect, or we didn't have a good pain discussion. But just because we made some mistakes early on doesn't mean that we should compound the problem with more mistakes. So when the prospect says we need some time to think it over, don't accept that vagueness, because I can tell you what's really going on. You're being used as a pawn. They want to go back to their existing provider to see if they can get a better price. So if you don't want to be treated like a pawn, that's easy. Don't act like one. Act like a queen, or at least one of those knight horsey pieces that jumps around wreaking havoc all over the chessboard. You do this by returning to the pain discussion. Here's a good segue. Bob, I like to solve issues that have a bottom line impact for my clients, but this matter is just a minor inconvenience for you, isn't it? Then proceed to either uncover enough pain to make them move on from a provider who wasn't meeting their needs, or make them at least cop to the fact that their existing provider has the inside track and that the decision really is about price. If it's about price, talk about money. But don't bid against yourself. If they won't tell you what the other price is and what the other package includes, this isn't a real opportunity for you. So you can't bid. It's time to be direct with the prospect. You might say, Bob, I don't want to be used to help you validate your feelings about your current provider, so I'm going to remove myself from the situation and let you folks work it out. Now, they may let you leave, in which case you've lost nothing because you weren't going to get the business anyway. But in most cases, they won't let you walk. They'll give you the information that you need to make a competing bid, and they'll give you a date certain when a decision will be made. They may even give you the deal right there on the spot because you stood up for yourself. Now, there is an exception. A rare instance when I need to think about it really means just that. They've asked all their questions. They're okay with the price, but they're just indecisive. I'm surprised by how many people there are in business who can't make decisions, but some prospects are just indecisive, especially small business owners. They can't feel good about a decision that they make on the spot. They feel rushed and will get buyer's remorse if they don't sleep on it. With this type of prospect, it is best to back off and let them come to you. And I mean really back off. Let them know that you will wait a day or two for them to make a decision. In the interim, don't phone to see if they have more questions. You'll just prolong their decision-making process. When this person stops feeling pressured, they will come back on their own, ready to sign on the bottom line. Then you can have your team members call and say how excited they are to start working with the prospect or the new client. This will reassure them that they made the right decision. That reassurance step will help you later from a marketing standpoint, which is something we discuss in a later podcast, as well as in Chapter 5 of the Sales for Lawyers book, for those of you who want to understand right now. What's most important, though, is that you've avoided limbo. You didn't wait by the phone. You didn't jump through hoops. You're nobody's pawn. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join us for our next They Said They Meant episode, where we decode what a prospect means when she says, "Those are interesting ideas, but we're not sure yet." For sales tips and other content, visit our website, www.sales4lawyers.com, and subscribe to our email offers.